Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a pain. It is not your fault, failure. It is not your fault, beginning. It is not your fault, I believe. It is not your fault. I have to praise the Lord. You never knew you'd be broke. You never knew you'd cry the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you love. But I heard it was saying, I have to know.
About the good news, God gave us a light to shine. That's good news. When I think about the fact that we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, that's good news. When I think about we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, that's good news. When I think about we can bear his image, that's good news. Hallelujah. When I think about we called sons and daughters, that's good news. When I think about we've been reconciled, that's good news. When I think about we can be seated at the right-hand side with Christ, that's good news. When I think about the fact that we're royal priesthood. That's good news. Our portion is good news. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, with good news today. Hallelujah. Real good news. We're so happy that Pastor Bill have agreed to finish out the review for us. We're going to, I don't know how much she's prepared, but I'm going to ask her if she'll just take over at this point, and however the Lord leads you, just do it. And I won't open the whole broadcast. I'll just leave it to you because I don't want interference, and I can't do anything about it. So it's in your hand, Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
And good afternoon. Amen. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. Good news is our portion. Praise God. And that's the word of God. Amen. Amen. But at this time, let us have a word of prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father God, for your word. We're thanking you for the listeners. Thanking you for our pastor, Father God, as he teaches this word, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to use him mightily, Father God. Lord, we ask that you be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with those that are sick and shut in. And we thank you, Father God, for the praise report that we received on Friday about Pastor Gia's mom out of the hospital. So, Father God, we give you praise today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you be with all those that are bereaved today. You said in your word, you will keep them perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. And those that are sick and shut in, Father God, that by your stripes we're healed, Father God. And Lord, those who are going through, you tell us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. So Father God, just bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God, as we continue to learn more and more about the truth, which is in the Word of God, and have such a leader, teacher, pastor, friend who takes time out to teach this Word and make it plain unto us that we are able to understand it and also share it with others. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, have your way in our lives, Father God, as we draw closer to you and we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against us, even those that are listening by internet. We bind up anything, Father God, does not like you right now. In the name of Christ Jesus, have your way in our lives. In your name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, praise God. As I just go over a little bit of the review that we had this week. Pastor has been teaching. I tell you, this word is mighty. I know on Monday he started off in the word, and he just gave us a quick subtitle, which he used as being made new. So in order for us to be made new, we have to allow ourselves to be open to the Word of God so that we can be new. Amen. As it tells us in 2 Corinthians and chapter 5. And I'll just read that from the King James and also King. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So in the New Living Translation, it said, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. So you may question and say, well, how is that possible now that we're new in Christ? It's possible because Christ made it possible. because that verse 21 says, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So that is why. And we have to, you know, believe God's word. You don't want to go half prepared or be half prepared. You want to be new in Christ. And so Monday, he had a, one of the scriptures we have was in, hold on one second, Philippians 3, verse 7. Okay. The Message Bible takes it through the 9th verse. So let us go to Philippians 3 and read verses 7 through 9. Reading from the King James verse, it says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Okay, so this is Paul talking. Paul is letting us know that all the things that he once knew, he counted as new in Christ. So he has put away all that old, you know, everything else, before he has accepted Christ. So he counted as done. So reading the that verse, verses 7 and 8, from the New Living Translation, it says, I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. These things were valuable. But now, I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. For his sake, I have declared everything else, counting it all as garbage, gain Christ. Wow. Let me read that again. Verse 8. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Jesus, I'm sorry, of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. I remember Pastor saying, you know, it's all right to get the education, because, you know, a lot of us have been to school and learning. Because, you know, man said, well, you got to have this certificate for that, and you got to have that certificate for this over here. And so all that learning. But when you begin to know Christ, now you're learning Christ. You're learning more about Christ. And as Pastor has shared with us, when we see Christ Jesus, we're talking about the Spirit. Amen. We're talking about the Spirit. So that's why we have to learn Christ. We have to put on Christ. Amen. And so that's what he was bringing out about being made new now. So we're made new. We also had Colossians 2 and verses 9 through 10. So let's go over there. Colossians 2 verses 9 and 10. And it says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." Let's read that again. "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye," meaning us, "are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." And look what that 11th verse says. It says, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." Oh, my Lord. I think I need to read that again. Verse 11 says, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." So, and reading that from the New Living Translation 9 through 11. "For in Christ live all the fullness of God in a human body. So you, through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." Let me read that again. "For in Christ lives all." It didn't say some. It said all the fullness of God in a human body. "So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who the head over every ruler and authority." And verse 11 says, "When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure." Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your, thank you, Lord. Let me read verse 11 again. "When you came to Christ," remember, we're new now, "that when you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure." Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of our sinful nature. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So thank God he cut away our sinful nature. Remember, therefore, If anyone be in Christ, we're new creatures. And so that's what Pastor was bringing out on Monday. So on Tuesday, he picked up with Hebrews 4 and 12. So let us go to Hebrews 4 and verse 12 and read that. Hebrews 4 and 12 reads, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Reading it from the New Living Translation, for the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than any. I'm mixing them up. Okay, let's go back to the New Living Translation. For the Word of God is alive and powerful and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Amen. So we are to have God's Word in us. Once you become new in Christ, you want the true Word of God in our lives. Amen. So, and that 13th verse says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So let me read 12 and 13 together. God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. 13th verse, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. So from, I'm going to read that translation, Hebrews 4 and verses 12 and 13. I'm going to read that from God's Word. Amen. Let me get there now. Hebrews 4 and verses 12 and 13. Two-edged sword and cuts as deep as the place where soul and spirit meet, the place where joint and marrow meet. God's Word judges a person's thoughts and intentions. Oh, let me read that again. God's Word judges a person's thoughts and intentions. No creature can hide from God. We must answer to him. Now, that could be pretty plain to me. Amen. Amen. So we have to have God's Word in us. And that's what Pastor had, brought that out on Tuesday. Also, we had a scripture First Corinthians 1 and verse 30. Praise God. So 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30. You see, and we got to realize this is a spiritual walk that we are in, we're walking in. The closer you get to the Lord, it's spiritual. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30, reading from the King James. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is of God and redemption. Amen. And I read that again. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen. Reading from the New Living Translation, God has united you with Christ Jesus. Benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. May I read that one more time? And this is from the New Living Translation. It said, God has united you with Christ Jesus. So he united us with Christ Jesus. It says, for our benefit, God made him to be wisdom. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy and freed us from sin. Praise God. Amen, amen. Okay, that was one of our other scriptures that Pastor read. And he also was discussing, he was going to break it down into eight folds for us. I'm sure I'll let him pick that back up, if he will, on Monday. I didn't get all of the eight fold, but I remember him saying he was going to bring that out. And underneath that, I have 1 Corinthians 9. And verse 24-27. So let us go there. 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27. Reading from the King James. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain, and every man that striveth for in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Praise God. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, wow, it was a lot said in those scriptures, so let's see if we can just make it a little plainer. Okay, the New Living Translation, and I may read it out of another translation as well, but for the New Living Translation, it says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athlete training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with the purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. Training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Listen to what that is saying. Let me read that again from the New Living Translation. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? Telling us that we have to train ourselves. We have to be like those that's running this race to win, like the athletes train, the football players, they train, the basketball players, they are in training. Why? So that they could be the best, that they be not only the best, but be in the best shape to win the game. Now, suppose they didn't show up to practice. First of all, do you think that the coach is going to put them in the game? The coach wants to win. So he's not going to put them in the game if they hadn't showed up, the ones who have been showing up, working out, getting in shape. That's who he's going to put in the game so they can win. You can't win if you don't show up to practice. So that's with anything that we do. If you're going to get better at something, the more you do it, the better you get. Amen. It could be exercising, working out, just like I say, the football players, the basketball players, those that are running a race, they condition themselves to do that. So if they condition themselves to do that in the natural, don't you suppose we should be like that spiritually? You want to be closer to the Lord. You want to be new creatures in Christ, in the Word of God, daily. Because the more Word that's in us, the more, or I should say, the better we will be in being Christians, being children of God. That word will be in us, the wrong thing, because the word of God will get in our spirit, get in our conscious mind, and that will keep us on track for the word of God. Not that you are, you might, someone else might look at you and say, oh, you think you this and you think you that. No, this is a personal walk, personal relationship that we are to have with our Heavenly Father. Can't go for me. I can't stand for you. You can't stand for me. But we can study God's word to be prepared to be new in Christ. Amen. To be in this new walk according to the word of God. So that's why Paul was letting the Corinthian church and most of the epistles here in Galatians and in Ephesians, letting them know We have to train ourselves. Praise God. We have to discipline ourselves to do this workout, to show up for practice in order to win. Amen. I like this part, this verse 26, and the way the New Living Translation put it, said, so I run with purpose. So he has a purpose in every step. And then right here he said, I am not shadow boxing. I discipline my training it to do what it should. I like that part. Oh, praise God. Let's go over here to God's Word. Let's see how that reads in God's Word. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30. Okay. Now listen what now God's word put it. So I'm going to start with verse 24 and read down. Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to be in 30. 1 Corinthians 2:27. I have 1 Corinthians 1:30 on my mind, too. I'll go back to that. But I jump down to 1 Corinthians 9, so please forgive me. I guess that's where the Spirit wanted me. That's where I'm at. So let us read that out of God's Word. Beginning with the 24th verse. Hope I didn't confuse you. So 1 Corinthians 1, verses 9 through 24. I probably did say that wrong, but 1 Corinthians 1, 9, forgive me. I'm telling you, thank you, Lord, 9 through 24 through 27. I had to keep looking back. I think I read a little further. No, I did 27. Okay. It said, don't you realize that everyone who runs in a race runs to win? But only one runner gets the prize. Let me read that again. Don't you realize that everyone who runs in a race runs to win? But only one runner gets the prize. Then Paul says, run like them so that you can win. Everyone who enters an athletic contest goes into strict training. Okay. Crown. But we do it to win one that will be permanent. Hallelujah. But it says, we run like them so that we can win. And ours is going to be permanent. Amen. Go ahead. All right. So I box, but not as if I were just shadow boxing. Ooh, praise God. Rather, I toughen my body with punches and make it my slave, so that I will the good news to others. Oh, isn't that beautiful? What a beautiful picture. It says, rather, just the 27th verse, it says, rather I toughen my body with punches and make it my slave so that I will not be disqualified after I have spread the good news to others. News, which is God's word. Amen. So let us prepare ourselves, our mind, our body, and our soul to be ready, to be conditioned, to not be disqualified so that we can spread the good news to others. That's our goal. Amen, amen. That's what we have to do. Amen. Why we have to do it? Because we are new creatures in Christ. Amen. And then on Wednesday, Pastor Pete, I believe that was the day that he also gave us the praise report on Pastor Gina's mother. So we thank God that she's out of the hospital and she's doing good. Amen. Praise God. So then on Wednesday, I have in my notes, it said 4 points for Christian living. We have to be in Christ, to live in Christ. We have to be found in Christ, to know Christ in his power. Amen. And in his suffering and death. Amen. To attain the resurrection. Okay. And guess what? That was back also in 9:24-27. See, we in this race. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love it. So actually, on Tuesday, that was the last scripture that he had given us, and he picked it up on Wednesday. And in my notes, I also said that know that you are a winner in the Word of God. Amen. Also, just, he had given us the scripture, be a doer of the Word. That was in James 1:22. So we have to be a doer of the word as well. Also in Joshua 1:8, meditate on the word of God daily. Amen. Day and night we are to meditate on God's word. Amen. Now, so we had 1 Peter 3:1, when is to obey. So we have to obey God's word. And that's when 2 Corinthians 5:17. So it says to be, we are to be found in Christ. Amen. I had opened up with Philippians 3:7-11, where it says, count it all loss. Everything before Christ, count that all loss. Now we're in Christ. This is what counts. This is what matters. Amen. Colossians 2:10. We are complete in Christ. Christ. And then John 14:12, where it says, believers in Christ do greater works than Christ. And Christ tells us that in his word. Jesus tells us that in his word. But that's if you're a believer. Amen. Amen. Galatians 2:20. Well, Paul was letting us know, you know, he crucified the flesh. Amen. So he could be in Christ, be with Christ. Amen. And then 1 Peter 4:11 tells us to turn from evil. Turn from evil. And you can do that. Amen. We can do that. We can turn from evil closer to the Lord, closer to Christ. Amen. And then on Thankful Thursday, oh, that's when he gave us the praise report. Forgive me. So it was Thankful Thursday that we had the praise report of Pastor Gina's mother. Amen. Praise God. And Evangelist Renee, she was praising God for his wonderful, for the wonderful work that he does. Amen. She was saying her scripture she stands on, Peter, is it 1 Peter? I believe it is 1:24. I always want to mix that up, but let me just make sure it's 1 Peter and not 2. I'm pretty sure it's 1. Yeah, it is. It's 1 Peter 1:24. Amen. That's the scripture she stands on. By his stripes, we are healed. Amen. She also spoke a little bit about the whole armor of God as well. She was saying without the helmet, that's not having the whole armor of God. Without the breastplate, that's not having on the whole armor of God. So we have to put on everything. And so I myself have read Ephesians 6:10-18, where it's telling us that we are to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And you can't be going out there without, Evangelist Renee said, without your gear on. You have to have everything on. Amen. Amen. Because you know what? I'm going to go over there to that scripture because it tells us that what we're wrestling against. Amen. Praise God. Verse 11, and I'm reading from the King James, where it tells us that we are to put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then it tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. So let me read verses 11 and 12 from the New Living Translation. It said, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. So it tells us that we need to put on that whole armor. And what is the whole armor? The whole armor that we have to have our loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, spirit, which is the word of God. praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen, amen. So that's what we had talked about on Thursday. And Pastor, he had came with Philippians 3 and verse 7. You know, just how, like Paul said, count his loss as gain for the knowledge of Christ Jesus. So like he was saying in that, you know, count the loss as gain, you know. Praise God. Just like Paul did. Amen. He also did give us more on that. John 14:12. He said, know Christ's power through his suffering. Christ suffered, but then there was power. He had all power in his hand when he rose. Amen. Also, I'm trying to look at my writing now. John 17:3. The Lord wants us to know him. He wants us to know him by knowing him through his word. Amen. John 14:1, which tells us to let not our heart be troubled. Amen. So in John 1:1, tells us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Amen. Praise God. And then on Friday, I'm telling you, when I called in on Friday, I could not hear anything, but as we was bringing this out, our pastor had brought out these scriptures that I had given us. He also gave us I believe it was when he had was closing out on TV. He said Christ was sin for us. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. He took on that for us. Amen. That's how much God loves us. And that's what I'm closing out with also. So that's going to be 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. Oh, let me get back there. 2 Corinthians 5. And verse 21, it reads, I'm reading from the King James and the New Living Translation. And it says, for he hath made him. Okay, let me do verse 20 and then come down to 21. This is 2 Corinthians 5. And verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, be ye reconciled to God. And this is the reason why. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Reading from the New Living Translation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Then it says, verse 21, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin. And I say that again, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Amen. Praise God, praise God. But I'd like to thank each and every one for their patience today as I filled in. And we'd like to tell Pastor to tell his daughter happy birthday from all of us to her. Amen. And pray that Pastor have a blessed rest of the day. And everyone else do the same. God bless you all, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Word at Noon. God bless.